It is time now for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, the one stop we like to go to find out everything that's going on in our area, and also take a look at the incredible chronological calendar of coming events, which is very easy to see and go through. And we'll bring in Mark Williams. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning, Marshall, and it's the beginning of June. I can't believe it already, and we've got a lot of books to talk about and a lot of library stuff to talk about this week, as amongst other things that we normally talk about as well. So, yeah, we've got it's all go.
Well, June is busting out all over, as the song says, and we'll start off on the 4th in Rhinebeck at 6 p.m. at a book launch.
Yes, Oblong Books and Music are launching a book which I feel a bit of a fraud talking about. It's called True Roots, written by Ronnie Citron Fink. And I think it's really a fun and interesting story as well. So Ronnie is a local Rhinebeck resident. And a few years ago, she decided to ditch dyeing her hair. Now you know why I'm feeling a bit of a fraud talking about this. Anyway, apparently, when she did this, everyone from friends and family, even to strangers, seemed to ask all sorts of questions about her hair, why she was doing it, and all this type of thing. And she sat back and she decided to write this book. And as I say, it's called True Roots, What Quitting Hair Dye Taught Me About Health and Beauty. She really went from very apparently dark dyes to, and you can see a picture of her in Rural Intelligence, to a very beautiful silver crown, as it were, one way and another. And it is an interesting story because, in fact, there are all sorts of issues around hair dye and all sorts of other issues, psychological as well. So it's a very interesting story. And we wrote about it in this week in Rural Intelligence in the Rural We section. So if you're interested, obviously go along on Tuesday, June the 4th to Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck. See a local resident, talk about her new book. But before you go, check out our story and you'll be really up to date with a lot of interesting features as well and the questions to ask her. So, yeah, as I say, Tuesday, June the 4th in Oblong Books and Music, 6 p.m.
On June the 5th in Litchfield, Connecticut, Yoga in the Garden.
Yeah, this looked so lovely. I thought, you know, it's a really good excuse now the weather's getting a bit better to relax and enjoy the outdoors. And the White Memorial Museum in Litchfield is having this event at 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning. And as you say, it's Yoga in the Garden. It's gentle vinyasa yoga. You know, listen to the birds, enjoy, I guess, the morning breezes, hopefully. Hopefully celebrate a little bit of the warmth of the sun as well. And after the class, they will have a brief sort of guided meditation for those people who want to participate in that. The whole idea is that this is open to all levels, all ages. It's just an opportunity to enjoy a beautiful location. There's no prior experience needed. So that's lovely. So that's at the White Memorial Museum in Litchfield, 8 a.m. on Wednesday, June the 5th.
On June the 6th in Lenox, Massachusetts, writers once again.
Yep, a couple more writers, this time in the Mount. And bringing together Roxana Robinson and Amy Bloom, and they're going to be there to discuss Roxana's new novel called Dawson's Fall. But also, it's very interesting, unusual book, because they're going to talk about the process of writing biographical fiction. So what's biographical fiction? Well, if I explain the book, it'll explain. Her book is based on the lives of her great-grandparents. So it's based in 1889 Charleston, South Carolina, and it weaves her family's journal entries and letters with a novelist's narrative, as it were. And it spans the life of a really, apparently, a tragic hero, Frank Dawson, as he really attempts to navigate the country's new political, social, and I guess moral landscape as well, in the late 1880s. So it'd be fascinating to talk about how Roxana can do that sort of biographical fiction writing as well as review the book. So Thursday afternoon, 4 p.m. at the Mount in Lenox.
We will go from the Mount in Lenox and head over to Williamstown.
We could certainly do that because it's going to be the opening, opening event to celebrate the Williamstown Theatre Festival. So the Clark Cart on Thursday evening, it will be having a lecture and talk by the artistic director of the Williamstown Theatre Festival, Mandy Greenfield. And she's going to be previewing the 2019 season. I think this Wednesday I got the Williamstown Theatre Festival brochure, which came out. But Aunt Mandy will be in a position to really talk about in more depth about what's going to be on. And then after the meeting, there's going to be a reading also of one of the plays that's going to be on during the season. It's called Private by Mona Pierno, and it's directed by Maya Davis as well. So it's all at Clark Art in Williamstown, 7 o'clock on Thursday, June 6th.
Now, I want to stop here for a second. Did I bypass the Baron Wormser?
Yeah.
Okay, I can go back to that. I'm going to mark this down at 6:33. And here we go. And least we forget, Baron Wormser. Okay, you'll have to explain that one to me.
Yeah. Well, Baron Wormser is a multi-genre writer. He's as much known as a poet as a non-fiction writer, but he has a new book out, which sounds absolutely fascinating. It's called Legends of the Slow Explosion, 11 Modern Lives. And what he talks about in this book is people from the mid-20th century whose lives have created ripple effects beyond their individuality, as it were. So some of the people he's talking about include, written about Rosa Parks, Hannah Arendt, Miles Davis, Audrey Hepburn, William de Kooning, and there's a total of 11 of them. And he's going to be in the bookstore in Lenox on Thursday, June the 6th, and he's going to be talking about his book, talking about the people he's written about, and he will be obviously answering questions and signing copies of it. So that's Thursday, June the 6th, 5:30 in the bookstore in Lenox.
Next stop, Lee, for a wine dinner.
Well, this is a sneaky one. This is my personal expertise coming in here. I've been drinking some really lovely and some very well-priced Uruguayan wine of late. And when I saw this event, which is at Chez Nous, the restaurant in Lee, I thought I'd better mention it because it is really maybe a great opportunity. It's a wine tasting dinner on Thursday evening, starts at 6:30, it's a multi-course dinner. They really do these dinners beautifully at Chez Nous. I've been to them, and they are pairing them, the courses, with wines from Bodega Caru and Cerro Chapu, which are apparently Uruguayan wine-producing areas and vineyards. It's all going to be explained by Tim Chedwin, Widen, who works with the importer. So he'll be there and he'll be talking about the wines and explaining more about them as you get an opportunity. I'm sure there'll be a wonderful opportunity to buy some wines as well. I can confirm that there've been some great bargains and great wines to enjoy from a region that not many people think about at all, never mind think about it in terms of wine. So, as I say, Chez Nous, 6:30 on Thursday the 6th, and I'm sure you're going to have to go on and make a reservation to get in there. These wine dinners are really popular.
Lenox, Massachusetts, again on June 6th, a novel night out to benefit the Lenox Library.
Yeah, well, I mentioned it's books and libraries, and there are a couple of library benefits, and the Lenox Library is really a beautiful building and really is an important part of the community. And last year they had a really successful a fundraising event called A Novel Night Out. Well, this year it's A Novel Night Out Chapter 2, and it's a big dance party under the stars, and it's all to support the library's programming. So that's Thursday, June the 6th, as at Lennox Library. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, and again, you're going to have to sign up to get your tickets and enjoy everything.
We will head to Steer Galleries on the 7th in Hudson, New York.
Yeah, this intrigues me. You know, Steer Galleries has really become a very important feature in the auction world, particularly for our area. And on Friday the 7th, they're having a full-day online auction of prints by a man called Joseph Byes, which obviously is not actually in the location. You don't have to be in Hudson at Steer Galleries to do that, but I just thought that was interesting. And then later that afternoon, 6 o'clock in the evening, in fact, there's a big art and design auction. And when I saw some of the items that are featured there, I realized that this is going to be quite popular with locals as well. It's works by Eames, Paul McCobb, Mason Jansen, and Edward Wormley. So that will be really popular, and you may well get some bargains. That's Steer Galleries, Friday, June the 7th, and the actual auction itself starts at 6 o'clock in the evening.
All right, from Steer Galleries, Berkshire Playwrights Lab, their 2019 gala in Great Barrington.
Yeah, we talk about the Playwrights Lab often on this chat, and well, they've got to pay for everything, so they're having their big gala on Friday evening at Wyandot Country Club in Great Barrington. It's their 12th anniversary, and the benefit party is an opportunity, actually, not just to have some great food and wine and drinks and whatever it is, but you can mingle with the artists and, of course, bid on various auction items as well. So, again, you're going to have to check up and check in, as it were, before you go, but that's at the Wyandot Country Club in Great Barrington at 6:30 on Friday, June the 7th.
On June the 8th, Copake, New York, an open weekend at Empire Farm.
Yeah, the Farm On Foundation is having a big farm tour. There'll be various talks. Interesting talk about industrial hemp growing, actually. And there'll be a shop for vendors, and there'll be the big historic barn tag sale as well. There'll be an opportunity to harvest your own salad greens just coming in. There'll be picnic opportunities on the lawn. There are all sorts of kids' activities and more. And it's all at the Empire Farm in Copake. So a good excuse to go there, both on the Saturday and Sunday as well. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, runs till 3 o'clock. And the Farm On Foundation is a wonderful foundation to really benefit all sorts of farms in the area as well. So it's a good way of supporting farmers in our area.
Well, good to talk about a vegetable or a fruit that everybody loves or either hates. And let's go on to the Lennox Rhubarb Festival.
Yeah, is it a vegetable?
My grandmother always said it was a vegetable because she used to grow it. But when I used to eat it in rhubarb pie, it didn't taste like a vegetable.
Well, it was enormous amounts of sugar, I remember. But every year, Lennox has a wonderful rhubarb festival. And this year, it will be on Saturday, June the 8th. And yes, I think they have it kicks off with a rhubarb pancake breakfast. And then it will be followed by all day long shopping for things rhubarb, including pies, jams. They have that ice cream as well, which sounds suitable. There'll be all sorts of savory dishes as well. I think they even had a rhubarb curry last year. Anyway, it's all done by the local Lennox restaurants, who their chefs get together and plan this all. Great fun. There'll be live music as well from a trombone ensemble, and it's all on Main Street in downtown Lennox. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning if you want that pancake, and runs till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. As I say, on Saturday, June the 8th, so there you are, your opportunity for some rhubarb.
We will go from Lennox, Massachusetts, all the way down to New Preston, Connecticut, and you've got a couple of events coming up there.
Yeah, it's a good excuse to go down to New Preston, and there are a couple of things, as you say, on June the 8th. So, first of all, In George Platt Field, Privet House is having its big annual sale. They feature all sorts of antiques, and then they have sort of vintage mid-century and modern furniture as well. They've got lighting, if you're interested in that, decorative accessories. There would be designer linens, various tabletop items. And it's all in this big tent that they set up in the George Platt Field, which is their backyard for the Privet House backyard sale. That starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, runs till 4. But I also wanted to mention that Jay Seitz, which is just next door to Privet, is having a big trunk show as well. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, runs till 4. But there it will be the Grey New York, Grey New England trunk show. It's all celebrating the Gay Pride New Preston event. And it will feature all sorts of luxury Italian leather bags and accessories, all made in Milan. And a portion of the sales of these items from Grey New York, Grey New England will be donated to the Tyler Clementi Foundation. So two good reasons to go to New Preston on Saturday. That's, as I say, it will be the Privet House backyard sale as well as the Jay Seitz trunk show.
Well, not too far to go to Washington Depot from there.
Yep, just down the street, there would be a big book launch, which is really interesting. Tim Street Porter, a lot of people might know because he's a really well-known photographer, particularly of architectural items, is going to be there with Annie Kelly. And they're launching a new book at the Hickory Stick Bookshop in Washington Depot. It's a book which is completely appropriate for this time of year. It's called Splash, The Art of the Swimming Pool. And it features more pictures of more than 200 swimming pools, including pools, swimming pools from Cher and from Diane Keaton and a whole lot of other well-known people as well. So I thought that would be really appropriate. And if you're going to be staying with someone for the, over the summer, a great book to take as a little gift for them as well. So that's the Hickory Stick Bookshop. The signing starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, June the 8th.
In North Adams, Massachusetts, on the 8th, Heirloom by Design Market.
Yeah, well, right from Washington Depot, right down in the south to North Adams, I thought was the big move here. So Greylock Works is really making an impact on the area because they have this enormous space in which they can put on exhibitions and marketplaces. And every year they have a big sale in the winter, and then again another big sale in June, and they bring together an enormous number of Berkshire County's artisans, sort of not just food vendors and chefs and farmers, but they have all sorts of other local goods and items made there. And this year it's on Saturday, June the 8th. Starts at 10:30 in the morning, and what they do is they make it a whole day event. You can go along, and there will be acoustic musicians. There are going to be poets reciting. There will be lots of kid-friendly activities, and of course, you can go there and not just buy things, but also there will be a lot of opportunities to nibble on items there as well. There'll be some food for sale. So it's a great event up in Greylock Works in North Adams. Starts at 10:30 in the morning and runs till 6 o'clock in the evening.
On June 8th in Washington, Connecticut at 5:30, Library Luminaries.
Well, I mentioned there's been opportunities to support your local libraries this year. And the Gunn Memorial Library is also another lovely feature in the area in Washington. And they're having their spring fundraiser. The way they do it is that it kicks off with cocktails at the Gunn itself. And then there will be 10 dinners in private homes, all hosted by these generous hosts, which is really a lovely feature because you get to see someone's beautiful home, but you also get to sit down and meet other people as well, which makes it an opportunity to learn about other people and meet people as well in the area. So obviously reservations are required, but do check in with the Gunn Memorial Library if you want to support it. It starts at 5:30 on Saturday, June the 8th.
All right, from the Gunn Library, Berkshire Museum, Women in Wine Gala.
Yep, good for them. Every 2 years, the Berkshire Museum has this big fundraising event, all surrounded by a big wine auction. And this year, their wine and dinner benefit is for the museum's education programs. And what they're doing is they're featuring women in wine. So their guest of honor will be Diana Caron, who is a co-owner of Land of Promise Wines in Sonoma, California. And she's also the vigneron at the Terra de Promiso vineyard. One of their special guests will be Arielle Fabiano, who is the head winemaker at Balderdash Cellars, who've now just relocated to Richmond, Massachusetts, so a local woman in wine. And there will also be additional, there will be lots, by the way, lots of servings of wine with the dinner, which is really a wonderful dinner as well. But more importantly, there will be a big wine auction, so there's a real opportunity to pick up some great wines at great prices. And it's all at the Berkshire Museum at 5 p.m. in Pittsfield on Saturday, June the 8th.
On June the 8th in Stockbridge, the Berkshire Botanical Garden has their Fête des Fleurs.
Another big fundraiser. And as you say, it's their annual Fête des Fleurs. It is celebrating, and this year, actually, it is a really interesting opportunity this year to celebrate the opening of Lucy's Garden. And Lucy's Garden was donated last year by Lucy and Nate Day. And it is fascinating if you get a chance to see it. It is one of the finest collections of topiaries in North America. And the topiaries are amazing in many cases. So it's really a wonderful collection. It starts as the whole fundraiser, the Fête des Fleurs, starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday the 8th at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens, and you get a chance to have your photograph taken with some pretty amazing topiaries. But of course, the topiaries are going to be there the rest of the year anyway, so if you are in the area and want a good excuse to pop into the Botanical Garden in Stockbridge, then go and check out the topiaries as well. But the big event, as I say, Saturday, June the 8th, starts at 5 o'clock in the evening.
At 6 p.m. on June the 8th, Close Encounters with Music has their gala.
Yeah, down at the Mahewi in Great Barrington, Close Encounters with Music is celebrating Dvorak and Souk, as you say, in their big music gala. And I didn't realize that, but apparently Souk is Dvorak's son-in-law. Anyway, it's a good excuse to put them all together. They'll be performing all sorts of works from them. They brought in it's an all-star ensemble as well. I won't go into all the names because I can't pronounce them. But no, there are some, it's going to be a really wonderful evening. It's all followed by a big patrons dinner at the Stockbridge Club after that. So, but it's all, as you say, starts at 6 o'clock at the Mahewi in Great Barrington on Saturday, June the 8th.
And on June the 8th, it is time to celebrate agriculture in Columbia County in Kinderhook.
Yeah, the First Columbians have their big annual benefit, and it's, as you say, it's celebrating agriculture in Columbia County. The First Columbians really are doing a wonderful big job for this. It's a big spring event. There'll be cocktails, live music. There's a big dinner on the lawn. It's all at the Van Allen House and Ichabod Crane Schoolhouse in Kinderhook. So a good excuse to support them, and starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday, June the 8th.
We'll move on from Columbia County and head over to the Armenia, New York area. The Boondock Film Society has another event going on.
Yeah, they're going upscale this month. The Boondock Film Society is just great fun. Every month they have a pop-up film event, and it's always fun. They make it into a big feature. And this year, as I say, they are really going up market, because they are partnering with the luxury hotel Troutbeck for a screening of the Noam Baumbach's 2012 film, which is a lovely, lovely film called Francis Ha, and it really is beautiful. It's and what they're going to do is they're going to precede the showing with a big special dance performance as well. So they do make these events into a really fun thing. So it will be great fun. So it's all by the way, the dance itself is going to be choreographed by Jeanne Burley and Alex Springer, who actually put the dance sequence that is in the film. They actually choreographed that as well. So it's great fun. They're bringing in some dancers to perform this. Then there will be a question and answer. And of course, then there will be the film. So great fun event at Troutbeck, Saturday, June the 8th, at the Boondocks Film Society. Starts at 7:30 in the evening.
On the 9th, let's go to Hinsdale, Massachusetts.
Well, we've got to get out and about. And the Old Mill Trail Party is at 10 o'clock, starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, June the 9th. The Berkshire Natural Resources Council is having an all-ages event to celebrate and generate support for this really interesting riverside trail in the woods. So it's a chance, an opportunity, as it were, to go along and enjoy a guided hike. There will be live music from the Housatonic Philharmonic by the side of the river as well. And there will be food provided by the Hinsdale Trading Company. The event starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Do go onto the Berkshire Natural Resources Council website via Rural Intelligence for all of the details and the timings and whatever it is, and the exact location of the Old Mill Trail. But it sounds like it's going to be a lovely party to start the day on Sunday, June the 9th.
And hard to believe, but Music Mountain will be opening up the season on June 9th with their opener with Peter Serkin.
Yes, it's the 90th season, so it's going to be a big event. Peter Serkin is, as you say, is starting it. There's going to be the violinist Alexi Kenny. Fred Sherry will be on the cello. And there's going to be a big performance of works by Beethoven, Brahms, and Schoenberg. It's at Music Mountain, Falls Village, and starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday, June the 9th.
And we will wrap things up in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, with Common Ground.
Well, I had to include this, and I'll explain why. At Hevra of Southern Berkshire in Great Barrington, at 7 o'clock in the evening, they're bringing together the jazz singer Wanda Houston with the clarinetist Paul Green, and they're going to be presenting a program that fuses jazz and Jewish music together, reflecting the long-standing fellowship between the African-American and Jewish communities in America. The concert is a benefit for a really interesting project that's going on in Great Barrington. I'm not sure how well people know about this, but they are restoring the Clinton Church, which is a really historic African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church in downtown Great Barrington. It was a really important part of the African-American heritage in the area, and they're going to make it into a big visitor center and community space. They're having this wonderful jazz evening event to go with it. There'll be a big reception afterwards. And of course, one of the reasons I mention it is I'm fascinated by by this new Clinton Church restoration anyway. But on top of that, of course, we're very biased because we're big fans of Paul Green, who is the husband of our editor at Rural Intelligence, Lisa Green. So we'll be along supporting him on Sunday, June the 9th at Hevra of South Berkshire. Starts at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Just another not-so-busy week in our tri-state region, but of course, what you hear here is just a snippet of what you'll find at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
And I will look forward to it. Thanks, Marshall.